Hey everyone, welcome to this latest and greatest issue of Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise. My name is Rick Thompson. I'll be your host. Got an incredibly exciting call lined up for you today. We've had a lot of interest, with especially this time of year, with health and weight loss and dieting type of issues. And so we lined up an incredible world-class guest to be with us today here at Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise. Let me give you a bit of her background before we get into the great stuff here. She is a natural weight loss expert, which is real important to me. She's an author, she's a motivational speaker, and has been truly a beam of inspiration to anyone looking to lose weight for over 10 years. What started as a mission to lose weight for herself ended up being an amazing success story, which led her to create one of the top-ranked health and weight loss websites in the world. Since 2006, her unique approach to losing weight has inspired millions of people around the world to count chemicals, not calories, and throw away your scale in order to achieve 100% natural and healthy weight loss that lasts. She's the author of many best-selling weight loss programs, such as Reveal the Thin Within, The Sugar Detox Solution, Blast Belly Fat, and Amazing Body Now. In 2013, just last year, she teamed up with her husband and fellow weight loss success story, John Benson, to create the company Fitology. Fitology takes both their experience for 25 years in nutrition and fitness and transforming overweight bodies with extra body fat into lean, toned, and sexy bodies that gleam with health. Now, Fitology represents a whole new level of what's possible for people to achieve, well, with their fitness goals. It's not only a motivational weight loss company with a top-selling book on Amazon, it's also been featured on Dr. Oz and across the internet as one of the most cutting-edge health, weight loss, and fitness companies in the world. She and her husband are also soon to be featured as Fat to Fit weight loss success stories in the international fitness magazine Ironman. In other words, they live what they teach. They're getting fitter and leaner every year despite being born with those fat-storing genes. And she's with us here today to share with us some really great tips on how to drop some fat body fat in only 5 minutes a day. She is none other than the Andrea Albright. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you so much. Wow, what an amazing introduction. So great to be here.
Oh, I am stoked. You've got such a fantastic reputation. You've got stellar programs out there. And, of course, you know, hey, you've been on Dr. Oz, so not much more anybody else needs to know, right?
Yeah, we've got a lot of success stories from around the world. And what started as really a fluke, I was born with the fat gene, and I used to be an overweight dieter. I was a yo-yo dieter. I was addicted to diet pills. I went on all these cleanses and starvation diets, and I was addicted to exercise. And I accidentally discovered a natural, holistic approach to losing weight, and what do you know, I started losing weight, and it kept it off. Then I decided, you know, I have to share this, and I wrote my first book in 2006, not knowing that it would start an international movement, and today I have helped millions of people on the internet to lose weight and keep it off, because I don't consider you a success story unless you've kept the weight off for 5 years or more, and that's one of the biggest mistakes people are making, is that they're following these celebrity crazes and these diet trends from people who haven't kept the weight off. They're still struggling. They're still in the yo-yo dieting mentality. And so they're just setting themselves up for failure. And unfortunately, when you go on too many of these yo-yo diets, you can actually destroy your metabolism. Your metabolism is like a rubber band. And if you stretch it too far and too long, it will snap. So my goal in life is to share this information with people who are ready to drop the fad diets, stop counting calories, and actually enjoy the journey of living a healthy life so you can lose weight and keep it off.
Awesome. Andrea, one of the big things that caught my attention was the fact that you focus on the health, you know, and you've got the whole count chemicals, not calories. Why that approach? Because let's be honest, not all diets focus on eating naturally. So what is it that caught your attention there? What's, you know, why is that such a big part of what you do in your message?
Thank you for asking. Well, after struggling so long to figure it out, I actually was pre-med in college. I have a biology degree. And so I love science. I love the human body. And I knew everything about the bones and the muscles and the nerves. However, I was at a war with my own body. I was very destructive. My thinking was very self-sabotaging. Every time I walked by the mirror, I would focus on my fat thighs and my stomach pooch and all the areas of my body that I just hated. And then I wondered why, when I'd go to the gym and I would go for hours on the treadmill like a hamster on a wheel, I wondered why I kept gaining more and more weight. So I decided I'm going to solve this. I'm going to really figure this out. And of course, I was obsessed with calories for years. I used to carry around pocket planners and write down everything. And then, of course, I would cheat because I would say, well, if I have this donut for breakfast, but I skip lunch, I'll still be underneath my calories and I'm still going to lose weight. That never worked. I would only break down in a sugar binge because nobody can live on a starvation diet for very long. Well, one day I was in the grocery store, and I actually was trying to choose what type of bread I was going to buy. And I'll never forget this because it was one of the biggest aha moments of my life. I was looking at the front package of this bread and that bread. One said healthy. One had nice pictures of green plains and beautiful scenery. And I was like, how do I choose? They all say natural. They all say healthy. Then I said, you know what? I'm going to look on the back. I'm going to read the ingredients. And for the first time ever, I turned over the package of the bread, and I looked at the back, and then I actually laughed out loud because I couldn't believe all the things that were in this food, what I was about to eat. And I, after, because I do have some chemistry background, I was like, I don't even know what this is, much less how to pronounce it. And that's when I said to myself, I'm going to stop counting calories, and I'm going to start counting chemicals. That was a huge aha moment for me because I realized that it was the chemicals in the food that had been disguising itself as health food. And then as I began to do more and more research, I uncovered more and more how big this real conspiracy is. Did you know that Heinz owns Weight Watchers? The food that they sell to people when they go on a diet is actually made by one of the largest food manufacturers who produce high fructose corn syrup and ketchup and are making our children obese. And so the same food manufacturers that are putting chemicals in your food to make you overweight are then selling you diet food that is labeled as health food, but it's all full of chemicals. It destroys your metabolism. It destroys your glands in your taste buds. So you actually become desensitized to natural, normal tasting foods. And so it's a huge, huge multi-billion dollar industry, and they don't want you to know that it's actually the chemicals that are destroying your health. So now, before I eat any food, and here's actually one of my best tips about how you can lose weight in just 5 minutes a day. So instead of counting calories all day long, just count the chemicals once. When you're at the grocery store, before you put it in your basket, turn the carton or the package or the box over and read the ingredients. If there are chemicals in that food, don't buy it. Just don't even bring it in your house. Now, the best foods are going to have only one ingredient: broccoli, fish, eggs, chicken. Actually read the ingredients. And if that's the only ingredient, perfect. That's a good, healthy food. That is a natural food. And the count chemicals, not calories, is one of the best tips so that you can never be fooled by the diet or the weight loss industry again.
That is awesome advice. That's fantastic advice. And yeah, it only takes seconds to pick up that product and turn it over and say, what's on that ingredient label? I mean, that's beautiful advice. So now you mentioned that was just one of the tips. So let's get into it. What are some other tips that you can share to that we can get, you know, lean and fit in only 5 minutes a day?
Absolutely. So build muscle. It's one of the things that women are most afraid of. And I have encountered this with women. They say, I don't want to get bulky. I don't want to look like a bodybuilder. I don't want to look like a man. And so they're out there running little pink dumbbells. And you don't want to do that. You want to actually invest in building muscle because the muscle is what's going to speed up your metabolism. And so the problem with people who think that I can just go on a machine and do cardio, you may burn calories. calories while you're doing calories. I'm sorry, while you're doing the cardio. However, as soon as the exercise stops, you stop burning calories. The only way to speed up your caloric intake and your caloric expenditure, in other words, your metabolism, is to have healthy, lean muscle, because muscle cells are hungry cells. They're going to burn through energy all day long, even when you're asleep. So instead of doing 20 minutes, or if we're talking 5 minutes, right, you can actually do 5 minutes of muscle building exercise anywhere. You don't even need to go to a gym. You can use your own body weight as resistance. There are many moves in yoga and Pilates and plyometrics, and even standing, doing a squat and holding for 5 slow, deep breaths. You're going to be engaging those muscle fibers. That's more effective than if you were to go and do 2 hours of cardio, because what you're doing is you're training your body to keep the muscle around. It's better to do 5 minutes of muscle building exercise a day than to do once a week and go to the gym for 3 hours or 4 hours. Because in our environment, when we used to have to fight for our food and build our own shelter, when you had to have short bursts of intense exercise, it told your body that I live in a physically demanding environment and I need to keep my muscle. So by just activating that muscle for 5 minutes a day, you're actually going to be telling your body, hold on to the muscle and get rid of the fat. The fat is there to keep you alive when the food has run out, and they're storage cells of energy. But if you use that energy, if you use your muscle, then your body goes, oh, you know what? I don't need fat cells. I need to make those muscle cells. And by activating your muscles for 5 minutes a day, it actually keeps your metabolism energized, and even better, you get to eat, because the more you exercise with the muscle building exercises, the more food you get to eat. I love to eat, personally. I don't know about you, Rick, but I want to eat, and that actually keeps you energized, keeps you going, and keeps that muscle strong and healthy.
So that goes back to your approach of you're looking for a long-term solution, and that's why the 5 minutes of day building up those muscles helps build yourself towards that, right? Because you're building that actual base there versus a flash in the pan type of lifestyle change.
Absolutely. I mean, that's the only approach I take, is the long-term approach. Like I said, I mean, I don't consider you a weight loss success story unless you've kept it off for 5 years or more. And so the only way to do that is to build muscle. When I started building muscle, my entire body shifted and changed. Versus before, when I was just dieting or starving myself, I was an overweight pear, and then I would go on a diet and I was still a pear. I had just maybe lost a little bit of shape, but now I have a completely retransformed body. It's actually crazy to me, because I'm 36 years young and I have a fitter, leaner body today than I did in my 20s. And it keeps getting tighter and leaner because muscle cells take up less space. They're very dense, they're very compact, whereas fat cells take up more space, and they just are fat cells. And so you can never reshape your body unless you build muscle. And you actually get tighter and leaner, and your sizes get smaller and smaller.
Incredible, incredible. And, of course, this is great sound advice that works for anybody. It doesn't matter if you're male, female, young, or old. I mean, this is across the board. This is just how our bodies are built to perform.
Absolutely. Like you mentioned earlier, my husband and I have both been through this journey. That's actually how we met. We're both fitness authors, and we both have created websites on the internet. And he used to be overweight and obese as well, as did I. And so the same things that I have applied to my life have also worked for him. And we actually continue to encourage each other. And because neither one of us were born as fitness experts, we've actually been through the journey. So we understand the emotions and the fear of, will I ever get this figured out? And how we've really kept going, and how we believe in each other, and we continue to challenge ourselves and to create new goals for ourselves while also still taking the very honest and loving approach of accepting yourself right here in this moment. That's the best gift you can ever give yourself. Because when you're attacking your body, when you're just focused on all the things that you hate about your body, it just becomes harder and harder to lose the weight. Your body literally feels like it's under attack. So by loving your body, accepting your body, that's another one of my tips on how do you lose weight in 5 minutes a day. Well, take 5 minutes to write down what you love about your body. You know, we're always consumed by all the things that we hate. So by focusing on, you know, my legs carried me through a long walk today, or I was able to play with my kids, or I was able to do 5 minutes of muscle building exercise, or I was able to do a yoga pose that I had never tried before. All of these benefits of your body are just going to recondition your relationship. And just like any relationship, if you focus on the positive, the relationship gets stronger. If we talk to our friends the way we talk to our bodies, we would have no friends. So we really need to reevaluate. Like, if you walked up to your friend and was like, oh my gosh, you look so horrible in that. I can't believe you're actually going to wear that. Have you seen how you look from behind? I mean, you would have no friends, right? So let's be kind and gentle to ourselves. And what that will also do is it will increase your self-esteem, which will actually give you more energy. So people come to me all the time and they say, Andrea, how do you have so much energy? You know, and I say, well, the main thing is that I'm not beating myself up anymore. I learned how to love and accept my body exactly as it is. And so instead of focusing on losing weight, my obsession with weight all through my teens and 20s, I then became focused on health. I said, what can I give my body as a gift of health? Because I love and appreciate this body that I've been given. It's the only body you've got. And that relationship and how it changed, not only did it make it a joy, it now motivates me. It gives me energy. Because when you focus positive thoughts, it actually energizes you versus the negative dragging you down. Of course you're not going to want to go put on your exercise clothes. Of course you're just going to want to drown yourself in bonbons and potato chips, because you're destroying your healthy feel-good hormones with all your negative self-talk. So that's another really powerful tip, and I hope that if you take nothing else from this interview today, that you write that down. Be nice to my body. I want to start a movement that eliminates fat talk. So this is men and women. No more pinching your belly fat. No more jiggling your arms to see how much they wiggle. None of that. If you wouldn't say it to your best friend or to your child, don't say it to your body. Treat your body with love and respect, and you will be amazed at how much more energy you have and how you want to keep going, because it's a journey that you enjoy.
That's beautiful. That's great advice. Fantastic. Now, I know we want to get you, we get to a great free gift that you've got for everybody, but I just want to make sure you've shared some great five-minute tips. Is there any more in that category that we should know about to help us along in 5 minutes a day?
Well, I could keep going. I've made entire products because I'm a busy woman. I run companies. I've got a husband that I love to spend time with. We love to travel. We are very busy, and I know that you have to make this work in your life. So if it's something that you have to go do it, then you're never going to do it. So bring it into your life. Make it a part of your life. So one of the tips I have is, instead of sitting in a chair, sit on a yoga ball so that you're activating your core throughout the day, so you don't have to go and exercise. Exercise all day long. Right now, as I've been talking to you, I'm walking around the room. I'm actually sweating a little bit because I'm engaging my core. I'm breathing deeply. And you can make fitness and act as part of your life. You don't have to go outside to do it. You don't have to go spend so much money on expensive equipment. It's just, make it a part of your life. What do you enjoy doing? And when you find that fun, just schedule it in your calendar. Make yourself a priority. No one's ever going to do it for you. So block off that time and tell your kids, hey, this is my time for me. And then they get their time for them too. Encourage them to be active. Encourage them to prioritize their health. Because a family that stays fit together, there's so many studies that show how it lowers all the problems in schools and ADHD, as well as depression. So it brings you together as a family. And then finally, I just want to mention breathing. I am a yoga teacher and I also teach meditation because this was another huge component. The relaxation of your mind and the deepening of your breath will bring more life flowing oxygen and nutrients into your body, as well as stopping the stress cycles. Because we live in a world that's constantly trying to stress us out. So we have to learn how to calm our thoughts, how to relax, and you literally stop the hormone cortisol, which cortisol stores belly fat. I don't know if you know that, but there's a link in the science behind. The more cortisol you have, the stress hormone, the more belly fat you're going to store. Plus, It also triggers emotional eating, because when you're stressed all the time, you're just looking for an escape. And so you're going to run to sugar and fattening foods in order to feel good. So learning how to relax, in fact, we can all do it together. Let's just take a nice, slow, deep breath in all the way up in your belly and then slowly exhale. By just deepening your breath for 3 to 4 counts, setting a timer for 5 minutes and saying, I'm just going to breathe deep for 5 minutes. You are bringing in oxygen as well as calming your mind, and you will reap so many more benefits of relaxation, because the relaxation is part of the healing process. You can't just go, go, go all the time. You literally need the pendulum to swing the other way so that your body can renew. Your muscle is created in the sleep cycle. You have to sleep, you have to relax, and you also feel better along the journey.
Fantastic. That's some awesome stuff. And, of course, you've also got a free gift for us here at Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise, which got even more tips. As a matter of fact, I think the exact title is, correct me if I'm wrong here, Andrea, the video is 3 Tips to Slimmer Thighs and a Better Butt.
That's right. So did you know that if you focus on your lower body, your entire body will change? I want you to get the most out of your time whenever you are exercising. And so I put together an entire product which just focuses on the lower body. The lower body are the largest muscles in your body. If you look at the thighs, you can see that they're much longer than your arm muscles. And so when you focus on your lower body, you're going to be speeding up your metabolism, and the more muscle you have in your lower body, the less belly fat you have, and the less body fat you have over all of your body. So if you want slim thighs and a nice butt, you deserve it. And I've got a free video where you can check out some of these tips on things you can start doing today. And everything takes 5 minutes or less, because you got to get it in there and get it done.
Nice, nice. And so, gang, if you want to go hop over and check that out, just head over to healthywealthyandwise.com/bikini, healthywealthyandwise.com/bikini. And of course, this is for, you know, the tips, the concepts. You've already heard Andrea. Everything in here is for guys, for girls. But hey, let's be honest. You know, it's summertime, and it's a great time for the ladies to get into shape and feeling fantastic about themselves. So again, healthywealthyandwise.com/bikini. Andrea, thank you so much for sharing that video with us. That's awesome. Totally free, guys. Go grab it and absorb every bit that she's got for us. Is there anything final that you would like to share with us? Any kind of notes, tips, tricks, tools? You know, what's one last thing that you'd like to leave all of our readers out with?
Just a real sense of gratitude. Thank you for listening to this, because if you're receiving this message now, then you are a person who's ready to say, no more diet pills, no more fad diets, no more surgery, no more liposuction, no more destructive, abusive ways of attacking our body. Now, we all know that the world has an obesity epidemic, and our children are becoming more and more overweight and obese than ever before. And I have a personal passion and mission to stop childhood obesity. And I know that it starts with our own selves. When you make the choice to say, no, I am not going to buy chemicals, then it makes the food manufacturers change what they are putting in our food supply. The organic farming industries have been booming because more and more people are conscious about hormones and chemicals. And so whenever you take action, whenever you say no to chemicals and yes to healthy, natural foods, not only are you saving your own life and getting the body that you deserve and the energy that you want, you're also saving the children and you're saving the planet. So I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. It's such a joy to be on this journey with you, and I believe in you. I believe that your body goals are sacred. You deserve to have a fit and healthy body that you love, regardless of what fat-storing genes you were born with. I was born with the fat genes. My entire family has struggled with obesity. I was heading for obesity, and I have lived through this journey. I know that you can turn it around, too. I believe in you.
That is awesome. Thank you so much for that. Thank you for everything. It's been a fantastic call. I know time is tight. Thanks for being here with us and sharing all this incredible knowledge and sharing your great story. And again, you know, as you're listening to this, as you're listening to Andrea, please take action. Go take a look at that video and put into effect what she's about to teach you. HealthyWealthyAndWise.com/bikini. Andrea, just as a final note, thank you so much for being here with us and taking time out of your incredibly busy world traveling, you know, speaking and authoring and all this jazz to be with us here at Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise. Very grateful, very excited.
Oh, it's been my pleasure. Thank you so much for this amazing publication. It's just an honor to be a part of it. And thank you for your message. And thank you for all your listeners and viewers.
Beautiful. Gang, we'll see you next time. In the meantime, have a fantastic summer, and let's get in shape. See you next time. This has been Rick Thompson, your host of the Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise.